देवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्वः प्रचोदयात्।
Hey Bhagwan, I have been searching all day.
Okay bro, I'll just go that side.
Where have my buffaloes gone? How can they just disappear from shed? Ayyo, where have my buffaloes gone? What will happen to my family? Are Shyamu, have you seen my buffaloes?
What? Your buffaloes are missing too. Ramu, what an ill fortune has befallen us. Mine are gone too. Even Bole Bhai told his were missing.
But tell me Shyamu, how can they just vanish into thin air?
Are Ramu, if I would have known, I would have found my buffaloes by now, right?
Hey Ramu, Shyamu, have you by chance seen my buffaloes? They just disappeared from their sheds.
Every buffalo in this planet disappeared. Where would they have gone?
Come, come. Let us go and search for them.
Meanwhile in Devaloka, Yamadharmaraja seems to be searching. Narada! Narada! Where are you? Where is this nomad when we need him the most?
Narayana!
Oh! At last. Narada, where have you been all this while? I have been searching so...
Swami, please leave that aside. Have you heard that all the buffaloes from the Bhuloka have disappeared?
Ayyo Ishwara, why are you talking about Bhuloka? Even my buffalo is gone.
Narayana.
Now how will I go about doing my work?
I too don't have any idea as to where all these buffaloes have gone. Narayana, Narayana.
Dearest Swami, all of them are frantically searching for the buffaloes, not knowing that they are under the divine care of none other than the Pashupati himself. Dearest Lord, we, your students, whom you lovingly call Durnapotas, have gathered here to offer our gratitude to you for touching our lives, transforming our souls and raising us up. O Sai Ma, it is only your love that is capable of transforming a stubborn animal into human and the human into divine. Swami, we are ever grateful to you for all that we have become by being in your presence. Please accept this humble offering of ours and kindly bless us. Haatho mein haath, Sai ke saath. We love you, Swami. We love you.
My journey to you began even before I was born. In the year 1999, you called my parents for an interview. At that same time, my mother was in her family way. Swami, you very graciously blessed her by saying, "You will be getting a son whose name will be Shrestharga." Shrestharga literally means great offering. Dearest Bhagwan, you gave me a purpose of my life. You gave me a meaning to my life. Later, in the year 2013, one occasion, my parents told me that students are very dear to you. Then I immediately wrote a letter and offered it to you here in this very Sai Kulwant Hall, that praying that I should get an opportunity to be your student. Months turned into years, but I forgot about my prayer. In the year 2016, I wrote my entrance exam in your music college and I was selected as your student. And in that very same night, you came in my dream and reminded me about my prayer which I had written to you in that letter 3 years back, and now which was fulfilling it today. Dear Bhagwan, I had forgotten about my prayer, but you never forget. Dear Swami, I had only one prayer to you, that our every thought, word and deed should be a worthy offering to you. I love you, Swami.
ಓ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ನಿಮಗೆ ನಾನೆಂದೆಂದಿಗೂ ಚಿರಋಣಿ. ನನ್ನ ಜೀವನದ ಏಳುಬೀಳುಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಕೈ ಹಿಡಿದು ನಡೆಸಿದ್ದು ನೀವು. ನನ್ನ ಸಕಲ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನಗಳು ಅಸಫಲಗೊಂಡರೂ ನೀವು ನನ್ನ ಕೈ ಬಿಡದೆ ನನ್ನ ಮಾರ್ಗದರ್ಶಿಯಾಗಿ ಹೊಸ ಹಾದಿ ರೂಪಿಸಿಕೊಟ್ಟವರು ನೀವು. ನೀವು ತೋರಿದ ಹಾದಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ನಾನು ನಡೆದು ನಿಮಗೆ ಹೆಮ್ಮೆ ತರುವ ಬಯಕೆಯು ನನ್ನದು ಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ಮನಸ್ಸೆಂಬ ಮಂದಿರದಲ್ಲಿ ಕನಸೆಂಬ ಸಾಗರ, ಮನಸ್ಸೆಂಬ ಮಂದಿರದಲ್ಲಿ ಕನಸೆಂಬ ಸಾಗರ, ನೆನಪೆಂಬ ಅಲೆಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಚಿರಕಾಲ ಮಿನುಗುತ್ತಿರಲಿ, ನೆನಪೆಂಬ ಅಲೆಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಚಿರಕಾಲ ಮಿನುಗುತ್ತಿರಲಿ. ಈ ನಮ್ಮ ಅಮರ ಸ್ನೇಹ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಈ ನಮ್ಮ ಅಮರ ಸ್ನೇಹ. ಈ ಕೆಲವು ವರ್ಷಗಳು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಹತ್ತಿರವಿರಲು ಅವಕಾಶ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಟ್ಟಿರುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಧನ್ಯವಾದಗಳು.
Dearest Saima, at every crossroad of our life, you lead and guide us. Some of us see you as Rama and Hari and then pray to you, while some of us pray to you in anger and helplessness. But it is your infinite love and abundant grace for us with which you respond to our prayers. On this day, we, your children from Nadanirajanam, offer our gratitude in the form of a music piece. With utmost realization and faith that no matter how we call out for you, you will respond and hold our hand, take care of us, just like a mother takes care of a child. Thank you so much, Saima. We love you.
Sleepless night with my parents. Early in the morning, as I heard hush outside our room, I ran towards the South Indian canteen and glanced at the notice board. Suddenly, my sight fell on my name. I could not believe myself. After ensuring that it was really my name,
I jumped with joy, with a deep conviction in my heart that the purpose of my birth has been achieved. Little did I know that I was standing at the threshold of a training ground. A ground where I was going to be broken and remade. Broken of all my past accumulated habits and beliefs. In the process of being broken, pain and difficulties were inevitable. At times, I even forgot that you were with me, in me and around me. In such times, you sent me your chosen ones. My parents, my teachers and my brothers in our hostel were always there to help me with their unconditional and pure love in the times of desperation. Today, once again, the very same feeling erupts in me that yes, the purpose of this life has been achieved, but with a difference. Today, I remind myself that the achievement of purpose is not a one-time event, but a remembrance that every moment the purpose has to be remembered in action. Swami, I owe this life of mine to you.
Swami, in the year 2014, my father had developed retinal detachment in his right eye, which could lead to permanent loss of vision. We got him treated at a nearby city, where not only we were drained financially, but also emotionally. At the end of it, my father could get only 25% of the vision back. It was a traumatic experience for him and the entire family. To add to it, last summer, again he had developed the very same complication and the vision was decreasing drastically. My mother was into tears. My father was really worried about the future of the family as he is the only breadwinner. Unlike last time, immediately we rushed him to the super speciality hospital here at Puttaparthi. Needless to say, Swami, my father was treated with utmost love and care. Now, he has 90% of his vision back. During the operation, my father could feel your hands operating on him and he was in ecstasy. Oh, the divine surgeon, you are the one who operates on patients at our hospitals, giving them hope and a new life. Swami, I don't have enough words to express my gratitude, but just have a prayer to make. Please be with us throughout our lives, at each and every moment, guarding us, teaching us and leading us on the path of righteousness. You are our friend, philosopher and guide. We love you, Swami. We love you.
స్వామి, ఆనాడు ఈశ్వరమ్మ గారు మిమ్మల్ని కోరిన మూడు కోరికలకు సమాధానంగా మీరు ప్రసాదించిన విద్య, వైద్యం, మంచినీరు అనే మూడు వరాలు ఎంతో మందిని ఆదుకున్నాయి. వారిలో నేను కూడా ఒకరిని స్వామి. సర్వేంద్రియాణాం నయనం ప్రధానం అంటారు. చిన్నప్పటినుంచి మెల్లకన్నుతో బాధపడుతున్న నాకు నా 11వ తరగతిలో మీ సూపర్ స్పెషాలిటీ హాస్పిటల్లో కంటి ఆపరేషన్ జరిగింది. మీ దయవల్ల నా కళ్ళు బాగుపడ్డాయి. ఆ రూపేణా మీ ప్రేమకు నోచుకున్నందుకు నా కళ్ళు ఆనందంతో చెమ్మగిల్లాయి స్వామి. అంతేకాదు, మీ విద్యా సంస్థల్లో చదివే భాగ్యం, మీరిచ్చిన మంచినీరు తాగే అదృష్టం కూడా మీ ప్రసాదమే స్వామి. మీ నుంచి ఇంత పొందిన మేము తిరిగి మీకేమివ్వగలం స్వామి? మా హృదయం తప్ప. ఏ హృదయం అసంగితివో ఈశ నాకు, మగిడి దానినే అర్పింతు మహితమూర్తి. పరగ వేరేమి తెత్తు నీ అర్చనకు, అంజలి ఘటింతు అందుకోవయ్యనీవు, అంజలి ఘటింతు అందుకోవయ్యనీవు. స్వామి, ఈ హృదయము మీదే, ఈ శరీరము మీదే. మా జీవితాలలో ఎల్లప్పుడూ కొలువై ఉండేది కూడా మీరే స్వామి.
Mentioned in your divine discourses that your one true property are your students. Being your student and studying in your college is a once in a lifetime opportunity for anyone. Swami, you listened to the prayers of my mother, who had an intense desire that I should study in your college. You had always told her that you'd always protect me. It is because of those prayers and your unconditional love that I am here in your presence today. Swami, apart from the regular academics, you had always encouraged us to develop our talents. You provided us with ample number of opportunities. It is because of those opportunities that we got to develop our overall personality. Swami, today I have only one wish to ask you. Please make us into able instruments through your divine hands so that we may serve you in your divine mission. Swami, please accept this humble token of our gratitude, which we are going to perform in the form of a small piece from the Panchavadyam group. Panchavadyam, which means to invoke the blessings of the Lord. Swami, we hope that your blessings keep us throughout our lives. Thank you, Swami. We love you.
പ്രിയപ്പെട്ട സ്വാമി, രണ്ടു വർഷം മുമ്പ് അങ്ങയുടെ കലാലയത്തിൽ ചേർന്ന ഒരു കുട്ടിക്ക് വല്ലാത്ത വിഷമമായിരുന്നു. കാരണമെന്തെന്നാൽ മലയാള തനിമയുള്ള താളമേളങ്ങളുടെ അകമ്പടിയോടുകൂടി അങ്ങയെ ദർശിക്കുവാൻ കഴിയില്ലല്ലോ എന്ന്. പക്ഷേ ഹൃദയനിവാസിയായ സ്വാമി പഞ്ചാരിയുടെയും പഞ്ചവാദ്യത്തിന്റെയും താളം കൊണ്ട് അങ്ങയുടെ പാദാരവിന്ദങ്ങളിൽ അർച്ചന ചെയ്യുവാൻ ഞങ്ങൾക്ക് അവസരം നൽകി അനുഗ്രഹിച്ചു. സ്വാമി, ലോകത്തിന്റെ ഏതു കോണിലായാലും സുഖത്തിലും ദുഃഖത്തിലും അങ്ങ് എപ്പോഴും ഞങ്ങളുടെ കൂടെയുണ്ട് എന്നുള്ള വിശ്വാസം മനസ്സിൽ വരണമേ എന്ന് ആത്മാർത്ഥമായി പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു. സ്വാമി, ഈ അവസരത്തിൽ പഞ്ചാരിയുടെ ചില ഭാഗങ്ങൾ അങ്ങയുടെ തൃപ്പാദത്തിൽ ഞങ്ങൾ സമർപ്പിക്കുന്നു.
तपाईको दिव्य चरण कमलमा म मेरो अभिनन्दन चढाउँछु. धन्यवाद स्वामी, तपाईले मलाई यहाँ आएर सांसारिक साथै आध्यात्मिक शिक्षा अर्जन दिन भएकोमा. स्वामी धेरै धन्यवाद तपाईले मलाई चुन्न भएकोमा. स्वामी धेरै धन्यवाद तपाईले मलाई सहाय विद्यार्थीको नाम दिन भएकोमा. स्वामी, आज म जे जति पनि छु ती सबै तपाईले गर्दा नै हो. स्वामी स्वामी मलाई थाहा छ तपाईं मसँग मेरो यो जीवनभरिसम्म रहने हुनेछ. स्वामी, काम मेरो होस्, नाम रहोस् तपाईँको. स्वामी, परिश्रम होस् मेरो, फल रहोस् तपाईँको. स्वामी, म जे जति पनि गरौला सबै थोकको नाममा गरौला र सबै थोकहरू तिम्रो जानेछ। स्वामी, मैले जे जति पनि गरेँ यहाँ आएर ती सबै राम्रा कामहरू सिकेँ। मैले यहाँ सिकेँ करुणा, प्रेम, शान्ति र तिमीले सिकाएका ती प्रिन्सिप त्यो लाइफ प्रिन्सिपल्सहरू जुन चाहिँ मैले गएर अब अप्नाउनु पर्नेछ। स्वामी, मलाई शक्ति दिनुहोस् कि म सधैँ तपाईँको भएर जाउँ र म सधैँ तपाईँकै निम्ति बाँचेर जाऊ। स्वामी, जे जति पनि छन् तपाईँले दिनुभएको मात्र छन्। स्वामी, मेरा यी शब्दहरू तपाईँलाई वर्णन गर्न कम पर्ला, तर मेरा यी हृदयभित्र भएको माया सधैँ तपाईँको निम्ति हुनेछ। स्वामी, धेरै धेरै धन्यवाद। स्वामी, धन्यवाद।
स्वामी, त्यो थियो 2010 कुरा। म जब यहाँ पहिलोचोटि आएको थिएँ, त्यस समय प्रशान्तिमा स्पोर्ट्स मिट हेर्ने पनि मौका मैले पाएँ र यहाँका विद्यार्थीहरूले स्पोर्ट्स मिटमा बाइक स्टन्ट गरेको देखे, अनि मलाई पनि त्यो सब कुरोहरू देखेर मलाई पनि यहाँ परेर बाइक स्टन्ट गर्ने इच्छा जाग्यो र यो इच्छा मेरो मनमा प्रबल भयो। यसरी स्वामी, मैले तपाईँलाई धेरै प्रार्थना गर्थे कि स्वामी, मलाई पनि तपाईँको वृद्धाश्रममा पढ्ने मौका दिनुहोस् र म पनि बाइक स्टन्ट गर्छु भनेर। साँच्चै स्वामी, तपाईँको कृपाले गर्दा मैले यहाँ पढ्ने मौका पाएँ। मेरो युजीको 2 वर्षमा हाम्रो क्याम्पसमा बाइक स्टन्ट थिएन, तर यसपालि भने बाइक स्टन्ट छ भन्ने कुरा सुनेर मलाई धेरै खुसी लाग्यो। तर अफसोस, बाइक स्टन्ट गर्न लाइसेन्स चाहिने भयो अनि मेरोमा त्यो लाइसेन्स थिएन। तरै पनि बाइक स्टन्ट गर्ने धेरै इच्छा थियो। मैले स्वामी तपाईँलाई धेरै प्रिय गरेँ अनि मेरो नाम बाइक स्टन्टको निम्ति दिए। भोलिपल्ट हाम्रो टेस्ट ड्राइभ भयो र मैले पनि आफ्नो टेस्ट दिए। हामी लाइसेन्स नहुने साथीहरू धेरै कम्ती थियौं। मनमा मैले धेरै प्रार्थना गरिरहेको थिएँ कि स्वामी, मलाई बाइक स्टन्ट गर्ने मौका दिनुहोस् भनेर। भोलिपल्ट नोटिस बोर्डको अगाडि धेरै भिड जमिएको थियो। के रहेछ भनेर साथीलाई सोद्धा बाइक स्टन्टको फाइनलिस्ट टाँसिएको छ भन्ने थाहा लाग्यो र म पनि हतार हतार पुगे र आफ्नो नाम हेर्न खोजे र आफै छक्कै परे कि मेरो नाम सबैभन्दा पहिलो थियो र जुन साथीहरूको लाइसेन्स थियो त्यो साथीहरूको नाम त्यहाँ थिएन। स्वामी, तपाईँले मेरो सानो प्रार्थना सुनिदिनु भयो र मेरो इच्छाहरू पूरा गरिदिनु भयो। तपाईँलाई मेरो आन्तरिक हृदयबाट नै धेरै धेरै धन्यवाद म चढाउन चाहन्छु र यसरी नै आउने दिनहरूमा पनि तपाईँको माया, प्रेम र आशीर्वाद हामीमाथि प्रदान गरिदिनुहोस् भनी म प्रार्थना चढाउँदछु। थ्याङ्क यू सो मच स्वामी, थ्याङ्क यू सो मच।
कई लोग में सपनों की गलियों में तुम हो समाए, फूलों की गलियों में तुम हो समाए, सपनों की गलियों में तुम हो समाए, चांदो सितारों में हर एक नजारों में हमने सुनी तेरी आवाज, चांदो सितारों में हर एक नजारों में हमने सुनी तेरी
grateful to you for making me your instrument, your property, and taking my entire family to your fold, guiding us, guarding us, and protecting us all throughout our lives. Two incidences which occurred to our family illustrate this point. One fine morning, my grandmother was going up the stairs to the terrace of my home. A 7-month-old baby as I was then, I follow her without her knowledge. I fell down from the terrace, that is, from the topmost floor to the ground floor, from the topmost step to the ground floor. I was lying there unconscious till the grandmother saw me after she returned to the ground floor. Immediately I was taken to the hospital with prayers emanating from their heart. My parents were crying for my life. The doctors were wondering what to do to bring me back to normalcy. To everyone's joy and surprise, I woke up. I started walking here and there in the hospital. The doctors were dumbstruck. They could not explain what happened to me. This happened 21 years back, Swami. Even after your physical departure, you continue to show that you guide us and guard us. Just last year, my father came here alone to do seva. And during this, he had a heart attack. No one is alone in Prasanthi Nilayam. He was immediately rushed to your hospital, given the right treatment at the right time, including stent placement. After 1 year, that is last month, he came again back alone. After regaining his health, he did seva here and that too was a token of gratitude towards you. Swami, only you can do this. You protect each and every one of us. Eyelids protects the eyes. Thank you, Swami. Tume prana deham, Sai Ram.
Swami, tumcha charanapashi rahun maza jivan dhanya zala ahe. Mi itha akravi pasun maza MBA paryanta tumcha javal rahilo ahe. Swami, mala smaran ahe. तुम्ही बरेच विद्यार्थ्यांना 3 डायमंड सेरिंग द्यायचा. तुम्ही मला पण 3 डायमंड सेरिंग दिली आहे. 3 डायमंड म्हणजे स्वास्थ्य माझ्या शरीरासाठी, उच्च शिक्षण माझ्या मनासाठी आणि आध्यात्मिक परिवर्तन माझ्या आत्म्यासाठी. स्वामी, ही माझा कवच आहे. स्वामी, मला फक्त एकच प्रार्थना आहे, मी जीवनात कुठेही असलो तरी मला सदैव तुमच्या चरणावर ठेवा.
Thank you. Swami, way back in 2005, when I appeared for the 11th class entrance examination in your school, I cleared the written test, but I couldn't get through the interview. Then we went to Vrindavan to have your darshan, Swami. It was Buddha Purnima time. One of the evenings after bhajans at Sai Ramesh Hall, I saw few devotees moving towards Kalyan Mandapam. I followed them. It is because of your grace, Swami, for the very first time, I got the opportunity to sit very close to you, Swami. The close proximity was so captivating that I forgot myself till you moved towards the stage to give group photographs to the drama actors. It was like a solace to my paining heart for not getting the opportunity to be your student. On the following day, Swami, there was another cultural program. With enthusiasm to sit close to you again, I ran and confidently sat in the students' block. After a while, I was royally parked out from the place where I was seated to the devotees' block. And this added agony for not becoming your student. Then days, months and years passed by. Sometime in December 2015, while I was going through the instructions given in the MBA entrance form, I came to know that this will be my last attempt. My prayers along with my efforts intensified. Finally, it was your divine will and grace that I am standing here in front of you, speaking to you as your student. Swami, आपंतरु मिलिथिबा करुणा और प्रेम निमन्ते आपण को बहुत बहुत कृतज्ञता मात्र आपण को गोटिए विनती जे आपण मोरे जीवन पथरे मो हाथ को केबे छाड़िबे नाही आपण को मु बहुत बहुत भल पाए
तुम्ही से
के कदम जीना हमको सिखाया। हमने किसुर में दुनिया भर में साई महिमा गाएंगे, चाहे रास्ता हो कोई मंजिल तुम ही हो पास तुम्हारे हम आएंगे, पास तुम्हारे हम आएंगे, पास तुम्हारे हम आएंगे।
It was the time when Lord Rama sent Angada, the son of Vali and the crown prince of Kishkindha, as his peace ambassador to the court of the mighty Ravana, giving him a final chance at redemption.
Oh, that mendicant sends another monkey to amuse us, huh?
Lankesh, I am the peace ambassador of Sri Rama, the crown prince of Kishkindha. My master has given you one chance at redemption. With humble repentance, return Mother Sita to her lord and you shall be forgiven.
Redemption? Repentance?
After entering this hallowed halls, I expected to literally have a battle of wits. But here I am, entertained by mere fools.
You impudent monkey! Hope you know in whose presence you stand. When His Majesty lifts His mighty Chandrahasa, even the heavens shudder.
Do you know that when our war cries rend the air, even the three worlds crumble to their knees?
What valor do you speak of? O mighty king, don't you remember how you struggled to lift Shiva's bow, which my master lifted and strung with ease? Who do you think single-handedly destroyed the entire retinue of Kara and Dushna?
Restrain your tongue before I yank it out, O Angada.
There is no force on the earth that can challenge me.
Oh, is that so? Then on behalf of Prabhu Ramachandra, let me challenge you all. I shall plant my foot on this court and let me see if any of your warriors are able to lift it off the ground. You shall see the power of my lord. Jai Shri Ram!
My lord, let me pull his leg out and smash this monkey into this ground.
No way. I shall definitely lift this monkey's foot.
What? Even Prahastha has failed. Let me try. Looks like none of us can lift this monkey's foot even by an inch.
Lanka Naresh, hold not my foot, but the lotus feet of my beloved Rama. That shall redeem you forever.
Dearest Swami, give us the strength that you had given Angada to literally put our foot down when it comes to values we have learnt at our temple of learning. Swami, we pray to you that you bless us with your form in our minds and your name on our lips and your message enshrined in our hearts forever.
Dearest Saima, we love you. I believe that sharing the love I got from you is a way of expressing my gratitude to you. A few months ago, I had a fracture and I had undergone a surgery for the same. Swami, I wish to thank all the people who showed your love to me. Thank you, Swami, for giving me such a wonderful family who took care of me. All the teachers in hostel and college for being so understanding and helping me in every possible way. All the loving and caring hospital staff who helped me and took care of me throughout my stint there in the hospital. And finally, my roommates and classmates who helped me in various ways and made me to become normal again. Swami, the world is indeed so beautiful because your people make it so. You raise me up, so true it is. Now you make me stand on my own again. Thank you, Swami. Thank you so much. We love you.
Swami, music has always been the means through which we have come closer to you. We, your band boys, will always cherish the memories that you have bestowed upon us, be it escorting you or performing in your divine presence on innumerable occasions. We are ever grateful to you for all these opportunities. Thank you, Swami, for choosing us to be part of your institute brass band. Every practice session, every note we played was just an effort to bring smile on your beautiful face, Swami. Today, we, the final year student of your rhythmic energy, will be offering two musical pieces at your divine lotus feet. Swami, please accept our humble offering. We love you, Swami. We love you.
When I was a child, just 2 months old, I was diagnosed with a 16 mm hole in my heart. All the doctors to whom I went, they told it was impossible to cure me. My parents lost all their hopes. But by your will, my father brought me to our hospital here in Prashanthi Nilayam. Here the doctor recommended an immediate surgery, but also warned the chances of survival were very low. Swami, that evening we came for darshan. During darshan, you came and blessed me and also went straight to my mother and told, Ja, sab theek ho jayega. Go, everything will be alright. Swami, the next day when I went for checkup, the very same doctor came and hugged my father, telling that, Sir, the hole has reduced to just 8 mm. For now, no surgery is required. But the story doesn't end there. When I joined Vrindavan campus, during the medical examination time, the doctor found a hole in my heart. He suggested for an echocardiography. But when the report came, wonder of wonders, the hole had reduced to just 4 mm. Swami, by your grace, till today, I have neither undergone any surgery nor taken any medicine. Swami, I am really grateful to that opening in my heart which allowed me to invite you into my heart. Now that you are the permanent resident there, I can live my life wholeheartedly. I love you, Swami. I love you.
Swami, as we stand here at the threshold of leaving your divine portals, we realize that your touch has transformed all of us. Your unconditional love and grace has cleansed all our sins, washed away all our doubts and inhibitions, and elevated all our souls only to become your gold, to become your dear Bangaros. We are confident that you know what you want from us, and you know best what to give us, and you are ever there to guide and guard us. In the end, I hope and pray that you continue to be the center of our lives, and our lives become your message.
मोहब्बत की कमी दिल में अगर एहसास होता है, जरा झांको तो पाओगे ईसाई पास होता है। ओ करिश्मा उसी का है कि दुनिया खूबसूरत लगती है, वरना आदमी ही को आदमी क्या रास होता है। साई बिन रहा न जाए, साई बिन रहा न जाए, साई बिन रहा न जाए, साई बिन रहा न जाए। चैन नाए मोहे चैन से देखा तुझको सा
देखा तुझको साई में बरस के प्यासे नैना सांझ सवेरे मृत मर जाए तुझ पे हमसे न रूठे तू जिंदगी सौंप दे हम चरणों में तेरे यूं जिंदगी सौंप दे हम चरणों में तेरे यूं सौंप दे हम चरणों में तेरे यूं मन मंदिर से जाओ नसाई मन मंदिर से जाओ नसाई चैन नाए मोहे चैन नाए चैन नाए मोहे चैन
Jaya गजमुख वरदा गणपति हो
गजमुख वरदा गणपति
हो गजमुख वरदा Yeah.
ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ರಮಣ
ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ರಮಣ ಶಂಕರ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ರಮಣ
ಜಗದೀಶ್ವರಿ ದಯ ಕರುಮ
ಜಗದೀಶ್ವರಿ
ಸಾಯಿ ಶ್ವರಿ ರಕ್ಷಕರು ಮಾ
ಪರಮ ಪಾವನ ಮಂಗಳ
ಪರಮ ಪಾವನ ಮಂಗಳ
Thank you. मिलते हैं तेरे द्वारे साई राम 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 धर्म स्वरूप साई
Yeah. Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai.